I think that might be bullshit.
Bullshit. Ding, 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 ding.
Bullshit. I just think the alarm is ringing loud and clear.
Yeah, bullshit, bullshit.
I just thought it was bullshit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree. Bullshit. Oh.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I'm T-Fab-P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I'm Max.
And this is episode 140 of Countless Screaming Argonauts, the podcast of record. Today's date is May 17th, 2010. Max, good afternoon, good evening.
Hi.
Have you recovered from our Future Vaganza?
I loved the Future Vaganza. I think I liked it more than maybe everybody else did.
No, I don't think so. I liked it a lot. It was just tiring after everything is said and done. Plus, you had to edit it.
I'm telling you, the second part really was a lot because it was 120 minutes, and I whittled it down to 30. And that meant a lot of listening to a lot of inside jokes and bad humor.
Well, I think you did a great job, and I hope our listeners enjoy it as much as we did enjoy it.
Yeah. I think part one is the best show we've ever done. At least it's in the top three.
Pretty high praise.
Yes. Coming from me about us.
Coming from us about us. Right? Yeah. So I'd like to start tonight with a quiz, a news quiz.
All right.
I don't know if you noticed, but this past week there were a lot of really weird news stories on the intertubes. It just seemed like everything I read had this really weird twist. And one of the things I read was a blog, and a guy collected a whole bunch of news stories and posed the ability for people to figure out which of the statements was actually true. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a line from a story and then give you three choices, and you have to come up with which one actually is the truth.
Okay.
All right, so number one. Police in Oklahoma City arrested a man on burglary charges after he was detained by the homeowners. But the arrest was a bit more unusual than most because the man was A, stark naked, B, the former police chief and current city council nominee, or C, wearing a leotard, corset, and panties.
Or D, all of the above?
No, it's not all of the above.
Yeah, that's mutually exclusive. Never mind.
What do you think is the actual true?
I heard a story about a guy who, when he was arrested, took off his clothes and climbed in a hot tub. So I'm going to say A, the naked guy.
That was my guess, but no, he was wearing a leotard, corset, and panties.
See, that's a case where a little information is problematic because I would have went for the leotard. If I hadn't heard a story about a naked guy.
Right. Okay, here we go. Number two. Police this week also arrested a substitute teacher directly from her classroom in Chesterfield County, Virginia, on a completely separate charge. What happened? A, she started throwing things at students, including a 20-pound encyclopedia.
Wow.
B, she couldn't keep her hands out of her pants. Or C, her third grade students turned her in for having a beard during class.
B-E-A-R-D, beard?
No, beer, B-E-E-R.
Okay. Well, nobody uses encyclopedias anymore, so I'm going to throw out the first one. Keeping her hands out of her pants. You know, if she had an unfortunate encounter with an afflicted individual, that could cause some scratching and itching in the oceanic region.
In the pants department, yeah.
You know, I got to go with the beer.
You're right. That was it. Her third grade teacher having a beer during class. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard of anybody doing that. I suppose, well, I'm sure that the schools must have a no alcohol policy at work.
I would hope so.
Although,
I would hope so.
One beer, I mean, you're not drunk.
Right.
It's just inappropriate.
All right, here we go. Medical number three. Medical scientists announced a bizarre breakthrough this week after unveiling a new procedure to do what? A, remove skin cancer moles with genetically modified leeches. B, replace damaged brain tissue by injecting spinal fluid mixed with spleen cells. Or C, sterilizing men with sound waves applied directly to the crotch.
You got my memory is that bad. Remind me of A again.
A was skin cancer moles with genetically modified leeches.
I don't think you need to modify leeches just to put it on the skin. I'm going to go with B.
The brain tissue.
Yeah, I know they scoop out parts of people's brains on occasion, and if they could regrow some, it would be a huge deal.
Well, the correct answer is C. And I read this article beforehand, so I knew this one. I don't know how they found this out, but they found out that if they take sound waves and hit you in the crotch with them, that your sperm producing goes to zero immediately and stays that way for 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
Yep.
See, the crotch joke.
Is that a microphone in your pants, or you just have to see me?
Or were you just hoping to swim bareback tonight?
Right.
I just threw out the crotch joke as being too obvious.
And that's what makes it so good.
Yeah.
All right, number 5. The Bad Babysitter of the Year award goes to A, the babysitter who passed out in a drug stupor while her toddler took a 2-mile walk. B, the babysitter who decided to give the child a tattoo in the mother's absence. Or C, the babysitter who took a child to the playground but then brought the wrong child home.
I heard this one on the news.
Okay.
It was a half-inch-sized letter A
that was tattooed on
the kid.
That
the boyfriend and some other woman held the baby while he tattooed the baby's ass.
Amazing, isn't it?
And he got, I believe, 5 years in jail? 3 years in jail.
I didn't hear what he got in jail, but that's pretty...
For child abuse, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. All right. The winner for this week's most bizarre soccer story is about a referee who gave a yellow card to a player. That seems pretty normal until you realize that A, the soccer player was given the card 20 minutes after he left the game. The soccer player in question was an 8-year-old ball boy on the sidelines. Or C, the soccer player was dead.
Oh, it's got to be the dead guy.
You're right. Yeah. The guy collapsed of a heart attack. The referee ran over and pulled the yellow card and then realized that the guy wasn't moving. And they actually had to take him off the field, obviously.
But I did read that. A yellow card means you can't play anymore the rest of the game, right?
No, it's a red card. A yellow card is a warning. You get two yellows and you're gone.
Oh, okay.
So he was given a yellow for faking an injury, except that he was dead.
Right.
Okay, firefighters were surprised this past week when they came to a house fire and discovered that the father had risked his life to rush back into the burning building to retrieve A, the family pet fish tank and all, B, the daughter's birthday cake, or C, a painting signed by Andy Warhol.
Read it again.
Firefighters were surprised this past week when they came to a house fire and discovered that the father had risked his life to rush back into the burning building to retrieve A, the fish tank with the fish, B, the daughter's birthday cake, or C, a painting signed by Andy Warhol.
Well, it wouldn't surprise anyone to go rescue a million-dollar painting, and pretty much anything that says Andy Warhol is worth a million.
Right.
Birthday cake would be monumentally stupid, but if you loved your kid and the kid loved the fish and you hadn't had an answer that was A yet, you'd pick A.
All right, but you see, he paid $14.95 for the birthday cake at Walmart. Jeepers, he's not going to let that go to waste.
So it was B,
the daughter's birthday cake, yes. He went back into the fire.
Well, certainly would be surprising. That is the dumbest of the three answers.
The dumbest of the answers. I got one more for you.
All right.
Wall Street Journal hired a polling firm to examine the differences between Yankee fans and Met fans in New York City.
Interesting.
One surprise among the findings was that, A, Yankee fans were 3 times as likely as Met fans to suffer medical conditions following losses.
Huh.
B, Met fans were twice as likely to own guns. Or C, on average, Met fans say they made a lot more money.
You know what? I think Yankee fans make a lot more money. So I'm going to go with C, despite the fact that we haven't had an A yet.
No, it wasn't an A and it wasn't a C. It was that Met fans are twice as likely to own a handgun.
Yeah, you know, I thought that Yankee fans might be a little more gangster. So.
Well, they have the batteries and the other car parts that they throw at games, but
that's interesting.
I guess they don't bring. I guess they don't bring rifles or pistols.
Well, there's a difference between owning a gun and bringing it to the ballpark.
That's true.
You know, that's very interesting because Queens is sort of theoretically the safer neighborhood. The Mets fans
yep.
theoretically would be safer, so it would be against type. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I did
lousy on your quiz.
You did, but you know, then again, most of these people did pretty lousy to make it into the quiz.
I should have just picked the most singularly absurd thing in each case.
You would have been right probably 85% of the time.
Yeah.
All right, so now I want you to turn on your bullshit detector.
All right.
Or protector. It could be either one.
I got a bullshit detector, but I have no protection from it at all.
Okay, because I ran across two stories that, when I was finished reading them, made me scratch my head and say, I think that might be bullshit. All right, here's the first one.
All right.
Alan Sampson, mayor hopeful for Crestview, Florida, said that someone broke into his home last week and left marijuana rolling papers in his bathroom drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Sampson said he does not use and does not own rolling papers.
I guess he owns them.
Mr. Sampson advised he believes the rolling papers were planted in his home to get him into trouble, deputies reported.
Mm-hmm.
The deputies reported to a call at Sampson's home on Trenton Lane on May 8th. Sampson told deputies he arrived home the previous day to find his master bedroom open and the screen cut from the frame. The screen was cut neatly out using an unknown sharp object, the report states. Sampson said no items were taken from the burglarized home.
Mm.
And the first thing I say to that is...
Ding, 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 ding.
Bullshit.
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 The alarms go off.
Right. Don't they? Don't they to you?
Yeah, yeah. Someone cut the screen out of my window, threw open the sash... Ran in with the reindeer and planted a pack of Easy Whiters.
Right. In his bathroom drawer.
Yeah.
Now, look, let's be honest and frank here.
Yeah, if I'll be honest, you be frank.
Okay. You walked into your house, and laying there on the middle of your carpet floor is a joint.
Yeah.
Do you, A, flush it down the toilet, B, smoke it, or C, call the police and say, gee, I found a joint on my floor? I mean, you know, why would you bother calling the police over finding a pack of rolling papers in your bathroom?
Yeah, you got to ask yourself why the police even knew about it.
Right.
If he called them, that's weird.
Right. Now, what it doesn't say here is I wonder if he has any kids and he was trying to send them a message. You know, if he had a couple of teenagers.
Yeah.
Could that have been the message? And it, you know, and as such, you know, I still think it was pretty, you know, on a scale of one to dumb.
Yeah,
that's pretty dumb.
It's halfway there anyway.
Yeah,
I guess he might have had a helpful intent.
Maybe. I just think the alarm is ringing loud and clear.
Yeah, bullshit. So you think he found the rolling papers and thought this is an opportunity to scare the kids?
Right. That's my guess.
That makes the most sense to me. And then he cut the screen out.
Right.
Called the cops. And then he didn't want to get arrested. In some places, right. Paraphernalia is illegal. I don't think rolling papers are illegal.
Now, plus, if you are a mayoral candidate, why would you bring that sort of attention on yourself? You know that's going to make the papers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's a very strange story.
Unless you're running on a no drug tolerance policy.
But you're still associating yourself with drugs.
Right, in one way, shape, or form. I just thought it was bullshit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree. Bullshit.
Okay, now I got another one. Okay, Qantas Airlines admitted this past week.
Qantas.
That it reuses plastic knives, forks, and spoons multiple times, collecting them at the end of airline meals and sending them to a washing facility to be cleaned before distributing them to a new set of passengers.
Wow.
A supplier at their catering center said staff informed him that the plastic cutlery was washed as many as 30 times before it was thrown away. And then the line of the story, the supplier said, I asked him, if you have a half a leftover sandwich, do you put that with another half? And they said no.
Yeah.
Qantas said that plastic cutlery used on international flights, which convey as many as 19,000 passengers to and from Australia on weekdays, could be used at least 3 times. Cutlery is used in the economy cabin, whereas in the premium, economy, business, and first class, they use metal knives and metal forks and spoons.
Really? They're still using metal?
Yes.
Utilities.
Okay, now, here's where the bullshit started came in.
All right.
On their domestic flights, which carry as many as 50,000 passengers on a weekday, they don't recycle them because of the sheer volume of passengers and the higher proportion of economy passengers than business and first class. Why would you recycle them when there's 19,000 passengers a day, but not when there's 50,000 passengers a day?
Well, if it's overwhelming.
Because there's too much? There's too much?
Too
much plastic?
Yeah, if you have to put on another person just to handle the plastic forks, you know. What,
right.
I'm the spork collector for Qantas?
Right. I don't know.
That's too stupid. That's got to be true.
And then the one that was the clincher for me was that Virgin Airlines said that they removed all plastic cutlery from their flights 2 years ago to reduce waste and weight as part of the airline fuel burn emissions reduction program. So Virgin is saying that it makes more recycling sense
to not use it at all. Well, if you ask me if I think it's a stupid plan by Qantas, I would say yeah, it is. If you're telling me that it's cheaper to handle and wash a plastic knife than it is to throw it away and get a new one?
Versus a metal knife, fork, or spoon, which obviously can be used a lot more than 30 times.
Well, the metal ones, without question. From what I understand, had always been metal cutlery until September 11th.
Right.
Then I thought everybody got rid of their metal cutlery. I guess first class people are. You know, that's just stupid too. You know, if I'm going to terrorize a plane flight, I'll buy a first class ticket. You know,
and use the knife there.
Yeah, I can't believe that they would make a distinction there. It's not like Osama doesn't have enough bucks.
Well, I just thought that there was some bullshit going on there somewhere.
I think it's true because it's impossibly stupid. You know, sometimes things have to be true because they just don't make any sense.
Well put. All right, now a quick run to the political arena.
All right,
I have a story in contrast, and I want you to just give a listen for a minute and see if you can figure out why there's a difference.
Okay.
What I'm going to contrast is the governors of Louisiana and the governor of Mississippi. Okay, both are ambitious Republican governors.
Okay.
And both are responding to the oil spill in the Gulf.
Right.
Mississippi's Haley Balbour.
Haley Barbour.
Haley Barbour?
Yeah.
Barbour. All right.
I think.
B-O-U-R, Barbour. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a well-connected former Washington lobbyist and calmly said that the oil slick looming offshore is just a sheen in most places and there's no reason for people to panic. Louisiana's Bobby Jindal questioned oil giant BP's response capability, the federal government's plan to clean it up, you know, oil from the explosion. He activated the National Guard, and he called on the coastal parish leaders to draw up their own response plans after saying he wasn't getting adequate answers from BP or the Coast Guard.
Yeah. He's okay. An idiot.
All right. Well, let's go a little further.
All right.
Jindal's predecessor was a Democrat, Kathleen Blanco.
Right.
Who didn't run because she was heavily criticized for not
doing enough in Katrina. Which
Barber.
It's okay. That drives me nuts because they elected the idiot Ray Nagin. and they threw out the governor,
right,
who at least, you know, has her wits.
Okay. Barber is in his second term as governor. He was in the office during Katrina and was widely praised for his response to the storm.
You know, Haley Barber, I've seen him on TV a couple of times recently, and he is pure Southern charm.
Uh-huh.
He's rational. He's measured. I saw him saying, listen, we're doing everything we can. We have all the preparations that we can prepare, and right now there is no oil on our coast.
Right.
So come down and enjoy your vacation, and if the oil gets here, we'll deal with it.
Enjoy your vacation and pay a little sales tax is what he said.
I exactly.
Think. Right. He went on to say that this oil spill is not Armageddon, but news coverage has hurt tourism in his state. He said that it's just possible that what happens here will be manageable and moderate and even only minimal impact.
I got to tell you, I think that's brilliant. And if you add that little Mississippi drawl,
right?
I'm not saying that I agree with his politics. I don't think we're talking about a lunatic. And when you talk about the Republicans these days, it's so easy to pick out a lunatic.
Right.
I think Haley sure. Barber is a smart guy and a great politician.
All right. Well, this was the clincher for me. The last paragraph of the article. A review of Jindal's state campaign finance records from 2005 to 2009 showed no donations from BP. He was elected to Congress in 2004 and 2006, and federal records show that his campaign received a total of $1,000 from BP's PAC in 2006.
Yeah.
Barber said BP, which was operating the rig and is responsible for the cleanup, was not a client of his lobbying firm, which he helped found, Barber, Griffin & Rogers, shortened to BGR. However, since Barber became head of the Republican Governors Association, records show that oil companies have contributed $51,000 to the Republican Governors Association,
mm-hmm.
with Shell providing the largest portion. BP gave the RGA $10,000 in 2003, the first year that Barber ran for governor. So I think that it might be Southern charm with a side of he's in the pocket of BP or the oil companies in general.
Well, he's, like I said, he's certainly pretty smart. The way the finance laws work, you can't give money to a candidate. You can give it to a political action committee or a group.
Right.
$51,000 is not going to make or break any campaign.
No, it's not.
I think
You're
an
right.
interesting question, and I admit I'm out of my depth here. Is BP, British Petroleum, actually a British corporation? Is there like a subsidiary BP in America?
My understanding was that originally, and I could be wrong on this, and we should probably check it out, but what I understood
this
was
is
that
the podcast
BP
or record.
Was,
we don't have to check
right,
things.
Right. BP was originally a British company,
yeah,
but that it went international a few years ago, a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And it changed its name from British Petroleum to BP.
It's actually BP.
So it is an international company. It
well,
is not
no, but you have
British
to be
company.
Registered in one country or another, I think.
Right. Well, I know that the platform that they were drilling at that exploded was not registered in the United States or to Britain or anywhere else. It was some small country that didn't have any kind of laws regarding the
regulation
of the, which is a standard practice in those
right.
kind of things.
And this is why when we were talking to College Boy, we didn't do a good enough job of impressing on him the importance of the humans controlling businesses
right.
because it's easy for them to just register in the Cayman Islands and duck all legal responsibility.
Sure. Absolutely.
And it's to their advantage. You know, I just have a problem with large corporations contributing large amounts of money to political campaigns.
And the Supreme Court obviously disagrees with you.
Yes, they do. And they're wrong. And I would be happy to have that argument with even a Supreme Court justice. I don't think who was it? Alito sort of mouthed the words, no, it's not, or something like that, to
right.
when Obama gave a State of the Union. he's welcome on Countless Screaming Argonauts anytime. Justice Alito, if you're out there, let us know. We would be more than happy to accommodate you at any length of discussion you want on the roles and responsibilities of corporations in America. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I would talk to him.
Damn right you would. It would be, and you know what, and I wouldn't even yell at him. I would be respectful, and I would have my notes prepared, and I know he's a smart guy, and he would have his stuff all in one sock, but I'd love to have that debate.
So do you got some stuff you want to bring up?
I do. I got some dumb nots or dumbs. We'll do them real quick.
Okay.
The one thing I haven't been able to prove is if this happened to a female Bollywood star as well as a male. There's been a controversy. I believe that it happened to a female star. So far I haven't been able to prove it, and I don't know what her name is. But airport scanners, the new full-body scanners.
Yep.
The people running the scanner are required to destroy the images after they scan them, but they are holding some back.
Uh-huh.
And at least one, the way I heard it, was one female star from India, her modesty was offended when somebody pulled out her full body scan and asked her to autograph it.
Well, that's interesting.
Now, apparently there is a substantially endowed male Indian movie star who did, in fact, autograph his full body scan. And there was at least one person who was a worker in the security area.
Who beat up somebody, right?
Right.
Because he had small junk and they were making fun of him.
Exactly right.
Yes, I did see that.
That's exactly right. So,
well, you know what this story tells me, Max? This story tells me that any time the government says, don't worry, there won't be any problems with your personal information,
right,
they're lying to you. It's like Arizona. Don't worry, we're not going to racially profile.
Right.
We're just going to ask you for your papers.
Right.
Don't worry, we're not going to keep the photos that we take.
Right. But would you autograph this?
But would you autograph this one just for the heck of it?
Just this one time. I don't know if we did this one story real quick. The Daily Mail profiled British countess who was pushing to legalize drugs and who has been practicing trepanier for over 40 years. Did we do this?
No, I never heard that. What is trepanier?
Trepanier, I think this was I'm thinking of this because it was a word in a trivia show. The trivia game that we play. It's drilling a hole in your head.
Ooh!
To increase oxygen and therefore creativity.
Oh, man.
And she's a practitioner.
Get a scuba tank or something.
Get an oxygen tank, yeah.
Jeepers. Come on.
No, people do this. Apparently, they actually drill holes in their heads to make. But this person with literally holes in her head wants to legalize drugs in Britain. Not a good person to have on your side.
No, I don't think so.
Quick note, David DeVore, his son, David After Dentist, the YouTube video.
Oh, sure, yep. Yep.
Has quit his job and spends all of his time now marketing the video.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And is making six figures.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All because his son was stoned.
And the kid, he filmed his son being stoned.
Right.
You know what?
That's essentially what it comes down to.
At what point does child abuse attach? Forget sex. If you're promoting a picture of your son stoned, are we getting near the edge?
We might be.
We might be.
I got a quickie here.
All right.
Did you ever hear of the Keep Abreast Foundation? The Keep Abreast Foundation is a 501 nonprofit organization in California whose mission it is to help eradicate breast cancer by exposing young people to methods of prevention, early detection, and support.
Sounds good.
They do this through art events, educational programs, and fundraising efforts.
Mm-hmm.
They want to increase breast cancer awareness among young people so that they are better equipped to make choices and develop habits that will benefit their long-term health.
Right.
One of the things they do is hand out the little red rubber bracelets.
Right.
And the bracelet says, I love boobies. Keep abreast.
Okay.
Well, the Silverdale School in California is having a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, the principal, it's a little racy.
The principal said that the booby, and listen to this reasoning, the booby reference causes problems in classrooms when some students made inappropriate gestures. He also said some staff members who are breast cancer survivors find the bracelets offensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a nice idea.
The 16-year-old student says that she thinks that this is a good cause and she wears the bracelet and feels that this is a threat to her freedom of expression.
Well, we've already discussed children's rights of freedom of expression in schools.
Sure.
Unfortunately, her argument's going to fail, but it's pretty harmless. What grade are we talking about?
16-year-old. So you're talking about a 8th grader, 9th grader? 10th grader.
10th grader, yeah.
10th grader.
Yeah, I don't know. If a 10th grader can't say booby, you know, well, they're doing a lot more than that.
I mean, if the idea is to get kids aware of the issues, and that's a way to do it, I just thought that the school is way out of.
Yeah.
And how can a staff person who's a breast cancer survivor find it offensive? What's the offensive part about that?
You know,
the idea is to keep abreast. In other words, what they're saying is that get yourself checked out, have your regular mammograms,
right,
have your regular, and keep your breasts.
Right, right. It's the boobies. It's a little salacious. It's a titter and a giggle. No pun intended.
You got me a giggle.
And you can be mature about it or not. You know, when I heard the name iPad, I said, "Come on, can't we be grown-ups here?" You know, it's just a matter of how much where your tolerance level is, and so they giggle. Eventually, it'll.
Of course it will. I mean, you know, if you say the word fart, you know, a bunch of the kids are gonna, you know, are gonna giggle and laugh about that. So that means that, you know, I just thought that it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little too sensitive, I think. I got a couple of more quickies. Just
because
I'd love to finish the sheet.
Sure.
All right. Intellectually challenged TV actress Heidi Montag bragged that she's had 10 cosmetic surgeries, including a back scoop. Something which, when queried, she admitted that she never really knew what it was.
Uh-huh. I don't know what a back scoop is. I'm guessing that maybe they reshape the back muscles or whatever so that you can wear a low-in-the-back dress.
Yeah, I guess.
To kind of show off that part of your back, I guess. I don't know.
It seems like if you can't define it, you probably don't need it. And finally, and this one is best, and this is probably a good way to finish if it's all right, because it's so countless screaming Argonauts. Canadian judge John Douglas rendering a decision, if the defendant was charged with being a colossal asshole, I would find him guilty. Of assault causing bodily harm, I find him not guilty.
That is so countless screaming Argonauts.
Isn't that? It's right up there next to pleading stupid.
Yep.
You know.
It is. It's exactly.
Yep. I was an asshole, Judge, sorry. But
yeah.
In this case, the judge had to render the verdict. You're an asshole.
Right. No, I can understand that.
So that's it.
That's funny. That's all right. Max, it was great as always.
It was fun and fast.
Well.
We did it.
As always, have a good night.
Another countless screaming Argonauts.
Another countless screaming Argonauts.
Of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts.